minutes and evidence table. One day while on the seashore I was strolling, I happened for to pass along the beach. And there among a lot of beauties fading, I noticed one who was a perfect peach. In rapture there I stood and gazed upon her. I peeped it once and then I looked some more, and heard words of admiration from behind me. Turned and saw a crowd of men upon the shore. They were all doing the same, all doing the same. While they were admiring her style and life, she turned and I found that she was my wife. And there I'd been standing admiring her curves and dying to know her name. And each of those fellows upon the shore, they were all doing the same. One night while in the sleeping car asleeping, a woman's voice said, "John, I want a drink." I heard John say, "Well, my dear, get up and get it. The tank is at the other end, I think." Says she, "Coming back, how will I know our voice, dear?" "John," he says, "I'll have my foot sticking out." So I watched as she went to get the water, and every passenger in the car, without a doubt, they were all doing the same, all doing the same. The pottery fairly shook with voice when she began searching to find her voice. But I put my right leg out of my bunk, and there I let it remain. And each of the passengers on the car, they were all doing the same. One day there came into my head a notion to sail across the water with my wife. I took her and I also took the children. We'd never sailed on water in our life. The billows made my wife so mad and dizzy that she threw all her past life up to me. Of course, up came all that I had against her. And when my lovely children I could see, they were all doing the same, all doing the same. The captain, he hollered above the noise, "Get ready and heave the anchor, boys." Of course, that started us going again. We heaved with might and main. And when I looked up at the passengers, they were all doing the same.